Rabbi Reshner, 27th of January. All yours.
We shared yesterday the discussion in the Achronim to have a website open on Shabbos and selling things on the Yid's website, even though that clients might come, Goyim might come and buy things. Nevertheless, it's Mutter, Mishumekach, Umemka. And the main svara which we mentioned was the person doesn't do anything, he doesn't even know if clients will come before Shabbos. On Shabbos he doesn't do anything. He doesn't decide the Zman. It's not like a Pitin HaBen or Mechiras Chometz, which Rabbi Kiveiga says we mustn't arrange it beforehand to be Chal on Shabbos, because there is Kiveya, it has Shuv Pichal on Shabbos. But over here, it's not Kiveya anything to happen on Shabbos, it's all set, and it happens without him doing anything, without him having arranged that anything should happen on that day Shabbos, and that's Mutter. Putting in a bid on Shabbos. Not on Shabbos. For Shabbos. Auctions which often do finish on Shabbos. And if Yid wants to put in a bid, and if his bid will be accepted, then things are happening on Shabbos. So Lichura, according to what we spoke yesterday, there's a strong tzad to say that the tzad should be also. If the whole justification of keeping one's website open is because I'm not Kiveya Zman, it's not I'm making it, nothing has to happen tomorrow, might not happen tomorrow at all, or if what I'm doing is nothing for tomorrow, it's just open, it's been set to be open and the goy comes and buys, but here I am setting, I don't know if I'm going to get it, but if I'm going to get it, I know the closing time of this auction is tomorrow 12 o'clock, which is Shabbos, so therefore I am Kiveya Zman on that chart that it's going to happen, that my sale should be at 12 o'clock. So therefore, there's a strong tzad to say that that might be also, but it isn't. Even according to Rabbi Kiveiga, which Rabbi Kiveiga said in that case, which we mentioned before, it's also, in our case, it's more kolodik. Because there, if a Yid got a website open and a goy comes and buys something, he is buying something on Shabbos. The Yid's not doing anything, but the goy is buying something on Shabbos. So there's a mekach or memka happening on Shabbos. By an auction, even if my bid will be accepted, I'm not koine it on Shabbos. I'll become mechuyev. There's a ischaivus which is chal. If my bid goes, then I am mechuyev, I will become mechuyev with that to buy. You've got 24 hours, you've got 30 days sometimes, you've got less, you've got more, however much, whatever the conditions are. There's 5 days. The Hischaivus is Chal on 12 o'clock on Shabbos. Hischaivus, we'll soon see, is not called Mekach Umemka. That's not also Shemekach Umemka. Kinyonim is Seifer the Loikech and Seifer the Moich for the Selam for the Bayer also. Somebody comes to my website, there's Kinyonim happening on Shabbos. That we discussed. Here, there's no Kinyonim happening on Shabbos. The Hischaivus is happening on Shabbos. Hischaivus is, according to most poskim, not Mekach Umemka. Mekach Umemka, Chazal Asa Meshum Ksiva. Hischaivus is not the Mekach Umemka. A similar kind of Metzias, a very similar kind of Metzias, the Maram Shik discusses. The case of the Maram Shik is, in Shubha. So therefore, I'm saying now that it should be permitted.
So you can call out the auction of lot number 88,
Ben from Mr. Cohen. Very good. So now I'm a chuyab, Mr. Cohen, become a chuyab now to buy. But he hasn't bought it yet. But soon come to that. Soon come to the deposit. Deposit is not buying. Deposit is not called buying. Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Maram Shik says in Kuf Lamed Aleph, a very similar case. A Yid had the right in a village to sell certain objects. He had the right, and he bought the right from the Tsar, from wherever it was, to sell certain subjects, and he had to renew it every year. And the day when he had to renew it was on Shabbos. And the Mashiach came to the Maram Shik. Can he renew it? That means he had to give in his bid before Shabbos. And if the Tzar will accept it on Shabbos, then he will carry on with his right of selling it on Shabbos. He'll be getting right on Shabbos, and then he'll settle afterwards. Says the Maram Shik, very similar to our case. Says the Maram Shik, no, it's only his chayvus. He's putting in a bit, and with that he gets his chus, if it's accepted, to settle after Shabbos, to continue with the right of selling on the Shabbos. And his chayvus is not called Mecca Chomemka, it's not the Klalik Zer of Mecca Chomemka, and his mutter that should happen on Shabbos. The Chelkes Yaakov says in the Tshuva that even if one has to pay a payment, a down payment, and that's only that he shouldn't be able to back out, and if he backs out, then he loses it. But the Chelkes Yaakov says in the Tshuva, Midem is menach nish koin anything. It's not yet yours. I'm not talking now in other cases. I'm talking about this case. Down payment for the property, it's a different shayla. That's not our shayla. Here's a down payment that you should be able, that when you get the right, this is already your first payment for it. So he says, even when there's a down payment, in the end of the day, you've only got now as chayvus to buy it. With the down payment, you can be chuyuf to fit, but the kinyan is only when you either when you sign something, or the kinyan is only when you finish paying something. A down payment for that if I will get the right afterwards, that's not called yet a kinyan at all. That's not a mekach chomemka, therefore it's mutter. Are you going to tell me that the psikas domin, there's a halacha of psikas domin, on Shabbos and mustn't come to any agreements in sales either? You mustn't make any psikas domin. You're not allowed to tell your friend that this and that, after Shabbos we'll do the deal, but now let's just decide how much it will be and what it will be. That's psikas domin. The ma'asik of psikas domin is also on Shabbos, but it's also on Shabbos not b'shul mekach chomemka, it's also on Shabbos in Dabe Dover. So Dabe Dover is when you speak about it, he's helped Nishma, so we helped, but anyway, whatever he's up to, he's not in the auction, he's not talking about money at all. There's no Dabe Dover involved at all. So therefore, Psikas Dom, which is also on Shabbos, is not Mishmek HaChmenka, and therefore it's not a problem at all. V'raya LeDover, don't want to bring a raya, because we'll see about it in a minute a bit more. The Beis Yosef brings the cash of the Ram. The Gemara says, in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel, the mutter lives with tzedaka l'aniyim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to be poisek tzedaka for aniyim for Shabbos. You're allowed to make decisions and say decisions, announce decisions that you're going to give Shabbos so on so much. Asks the Beis Yosef, B'Shem Deran brings over there, you can't be makdish money on Shabbos. You can't be makdish money on Shabbos. That's clear, Kulam is a Mishnah. You can't be makdish money on Shabbos. Brings the Beis Yosef from the cowboy B'Shem Gon Echot that makdish money is you go out of your reshus into somebody else's reshus. That's Mekka Chomemka. But somebody's poisek stoker, he's making a neder. He's poisek stoker, that's not included in the Issa of Mekka Chomemka, which Chazal said, and therefore that I allowed to be poisek stoker. And that's why he says you're allowed to be makdish a sefer Torah, or not makdish a sefer Torah, sorry, you're allowed to be noida, to be makdish a sefer Torah, you're allowed to say I'm going to donate a sefer Torah, you're allowed to say shemen lamor as a cell, often in bottom midrashim, and do that on Shabbos, because you're poisek litzdokeh, you're mechay of yourself, you're making a hischaivus, and hischaivus is Dabedover for Dvar Mitzvah is Mutter. So it's for Sefer Torah, for Ne'er Lamor, you're allowed to do it. For Dvar Mitzvah, Dabedover is Mutter. But Mekka Chomemka is not involved in it. Mekka Chomemka, that's not called Mekka Chomemka that you promise, that you make the Dorim, that you decide to do things. Psikas Dorim is not called Mekka Chomemka. Another added point, which maybe needs a bit analyzing in the Metzias of it is, if you look in the agreement by eBay, the agreement isn't that if your auction is going to be accepted, then you are obligated to buy it. That's not the agreement. When you put in a bid, you're obligating yourself then that if it will be accepted, you buy it. So you're not, the Hischaivus is not even Chalon Shabbos. Not even the Hischaivus is Chalon Shabbos. Your obligation will materialize on Shabbos. But you have committed yourself when you put in the bid. When you put in the bid before Shabbos, you have committed yourself legally that if your bid will be accepted, then you have to buy. So even the commitment doesn't even happen on Shabbos. So even if you want to argue and say that maybe a commitment is Bichal Mekka Chomemka, And it's not only Dabba Dabba, it's more than that. It's also included in the Gzeira of Chazal, of making Mekach Memcha. That's, if you want to argue on that, not like the Rai of the Ram, which we have brought before, and you want to say that that's also included in Mekach Memcha, not just being Koine, also being Mechai of yourself, obligating yourself, also you mustn't do on Shabbos, but you're not doing it on Shabbos. Because in the small print, it says clearly, your obligation to buy it, if your offer will be accepted, is Chal, Beshas, you are putting in the bid, if it will be accepted. So it's a Tznai, if it will be accepted. But that's only the Tznai, but the obligation is already there. You are committing yourself already when you put in the bid.
So what was that about vending machines yesterday? If you say, So
the Rabbi Kivega also wanted to say that it's Takosa, but the other person would apply it, since you're not doing anything. There we have the Machloket. I'm saying here, even according to Rabbi Kivega, everybody will be Mutter. There is one different kind of an auction. Auctionsnipe.com, which that's a different kind of an auction. That's a different kind of an auction where you're not putting in a bid, and if it's accepted or not, you're putting in different bids. You're putting in a bid.
Constantly.
Sorry.
Constantly putting bids in.
It's what?
Constantly putting.
It's a constant bid. It's a constant bid to keep you till a certain amount. But it's a constant bid. So therefore, my bid is not an erev Pesach, I'm an erev Shabbos. The bid which I'm putting in is only nikva, only becomes decided on Shabbos. If somebody puts in £100, I'm putting in 105. Somebody puts in 150, I'm putting in 155. So how much am I putting in? So my bid will only come in on Shabbos. That's already a problem. That's already a problem on Shabbos. Then you're putting in a bid on Shabbos. I mean, you've done it before, but it's materializing on Shabbos. So that's already a shaila. That's already definitely a hischaibus, which is chal on Shabbos. Because that is chaibus, which is the 155 of the Lord is chal on Shabbos. So that's already a bigger problem. To make an auction, a yid wants to make an auction, wants to put his things onto an auction, and the auction will start on Shabbos.
Don't see it.
But I'm putting my object into an auction. I'm putting it into an auction before Shabbos. But the auction opens on Shabbos.
Okay.
So the auction opens on Shabbos. So I've given it to a company, and they're putting it on the auction, but the auction opens on Shabbos. So now the opening is on Shabbos. And I'm paying for this. I'll pay the company for that. But what are you paying the company? You're paying the company over here for, you're making a schiras. You're paying the company over here to have the right to put things into the auction. Is that mutter or is that osa? There's two rayas that they should be mutter. The Maram Shik, which we mentioned before, the person wants to buy his right to continue selling certain goods where he pays the money before Shabbos, and it will be accepted on Shabbos. The Maram Shik says one's allowed to do it. In the question, which we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Kivega, where you've got a vending machine, website, where we wanted to say that maybe according to Rabbi Kivega, that it will be also, wasn't so clear, but maybe in Kodra Bikivega we said it could be also. Because Bikivega says that if you make something happen on Shabbos, it's also. A pidin haben to give the money before Shabbos in order that it should be chal on Shabbos is also. Mechiras chometz before Shabbos, that it should be chal on Shabbos, he says it's also. Are you doing anything on Shabbos? No. But Bikivega says that's also. And the Maram Sheikh belongs to that group who says it's also. So we've got here two Maram Sheikhs, which we have to define what's the difference, and then we'll understand our case, our halacha and our case better. On one hand, we've got Maram Sheikh who says that to do, arrange everything beforehand, like Pidin Aben, like Mechiras Chometz, and it happens on Shabbos, he says it's also. On the other hand, in this fellow who bought his license in order to be able to carry on selling, where it will be accepted on Shabbos, there the Maram Sheikh in a different Shuvah says that that's Mutter. Why? If that's Mutter, because he's not doing anything, he's giving him the offer before Shabbos, and now the Tzar, whatever, has to accept it, and he allows that because he's not doing anything on Shabbos, the offer went in before Shabbos, so why, if I'm not doing anything, I'm giving the money to the Kohen before Shabbos, and the Pidin Aben is chal on Shabbos, why should it not work? I'm not doing anything. Or Mechiras Chometz, I'm giving the money to the Kohen beforehand, I'm not doing anything, but nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva gives his answer. Are you not doing anything? If the answer, the tshira between this Maram Sheikh is very simple. Maybe forget than the Sfora, but we'll soon say the Sfora is Lala. It's the chilek, it's a simple chilek. If nothing happens on Shabbos, at all, I've given the money to the Kohen. I've given it, he's taken it, it's a lady. The Chalois will be on Shabbos, says Maram Sheikh is also. If I've made the Kidyonim with the Kohen on Erev Pesach, Shachor B'Shabbos, everything is done. The Chalois is on Shabbos, says Maram Sheikh, that's also. How is it happening? How does this happen on Shabbos? The Pshat is that my Maisa, in Lomdish terms, is called my Maisa is Nimshach. My Maisa obviously hasn't finished yet, because nothing happens. So with that I did on Shabbos, that's still hanging and it's waiting to have its effect. My Maisa is having an effect on Shabbos. My Maisa, my get money, which I give to the Kohen, will have an effect and it's shedding along that is not instantly Chal, only Chal tomorrow, and by the Chometz as well. But in the case of the license, in order to sell, to carry on selling the goods, something is happening over there on Shabbos. Not me, I'm a Nishmas. But the Goy is accepting the offer on Shabbos. If the Goy is accepting the offer on Shabbos, so that's the Maisa which now triggers off the Kinyan. And he did it, not me, he's a Goy. So that's alright. That's the difference in the Maram Sheikh. Where nobody's doing anything, so Bal Kocho, how is the Kinyan Chal, with that what the Yid did before Shabbos? So that's what the Maram Sheikh says he can't do. Because what the Yid's doing, he's not actually doing anything in action, but his mice of Erev Shabbos is schlepping along, and then it's happening on Shabbos. You can't do that. But in the case where the Yid's done everything, and the Goy will finish it off, let's call it now, if the Goy will finish it off, that's perfectly alright. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Kivega, who says that if the Yid does everything before Shabbos, and it will happen by itself on Shabbos, it's also, but when you put in an auction, your offer, then, or you're putting in the auction your products, and now the Goy opens up the website on Shabbos, so he is doing something on Shabbos, he's allowed to do. It's much better. It's not me. My Maisa is finished. The Goy's Maisa is now creating that this website is now, my goods are now on display and on show and for sale. With the Goy's Maisa. It is the Goy's Maisa that's perfectly alright.
The Goy who buys the comments on Shabbos?
Nothing happening anymore. That all the kinyonim, everything's happening beforehand, says the Maram Sheikh, everything's happening beforehand, and it will happen on Shabbos, so that means the Yid's Maisa schlepping on till Shabbos, that's also, says the Maram Sheikh. That's like picking a pen. But where somebody is doing something on Shabbos to trigger it off, he's opening the website on Shabbos with my goods in it. So he is doing something, he's allowed to do, he's a goy. So that is created out of the kinyon, so that's perfectly right on Shabbos. So even if you want to be machmir, with Rabbi Kivega, as we said everything before, but to put in a bit, which will be accepted on Shabbos, or putting things into an auction which opens up on Shabbos, is perfectly right, even according to that poskim, and was wanted to do that on Shabbos.
What about Canada?